Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Where'd you find this, Leroy? This was on social media?
Social media. It was circulating quite a bit yesterday.
All right. So this dude, well, he's doing it for selfish reasons, but still, everyone, just listen. And you might have been in this situation. What did you do? Or if you were to be in this situation, what would you do? Listen.
We in the club, and he tried to talk to these women, but he married. And I told him, hey, bro, you need to cut that out. He told me, man, why you hating, bro? I ain't hating. I ain't tell you to walk down that aisle. I ain't tell you introduce me to this woman, and you go get that ring on your finger, got me out on this wedding, spending all this money to come to y'all wedding to watch you come in this club and cheat and mess it all up. That's my money I spent on your wedding. I spent my money on your wedding. No, y'all stand together.
Yeah. I don't know if he's necessarily a good friend. So, okay,
that's
boy,
hilarious.
His boy who was about to get married, clearly, was about to cheat. And he stopped him because he's such a good friend. No, he stopped him because he was like, I'm spending all this money on your wedding. You're not about to go throw it away. But the question is, what would you do? Okay, you got a close friend of yours. They're in a relationship. And you see they're about to be unfaithful to their significant.
Have fun.
Wow.
Have fun.
No really? Way. You wouldn't say a damn thing, Melissa?
No, listen, that is not my business. Mm-mm. You listen, I've been in situations before where I've tried to insert myself and I got absolutely nailed for it. I'm not doing it again. Wow. If you want to screw up your own life, you go and screw up your own life. I'm out of it. What do they say? Is it? I don't know the exact phrase, so I'm not going to even attempt it.
No, try it.
No. I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Nope. Screw up your own life. You go ahead and you screw up your own life. I want nothing to do with it.
It depends on the friendship.
I wasn't trying to do it.
Who said that? Marcus Aurelius?
Shut up.
It depends on the friendship. Like, I have certain friends I absolutely would say something. Really? And honestly, Romero, if I ever saw you out acting up,
I know you wouldn't. Right.
But if I were in the area and you were, I would absolutely say something to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like, what are you trying? What are you doing? That's what. What are you doing?
Okay. I mean, I would.
And wouldn't you hope that I would do that?
Yes.
Right, because sometimes people get stupid, and you need somebody to bring you back to reality.
Right.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
But I don't agree.
By the way, shout out to Cindy. It's my name's Bennett and I ain't in it.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Your friend.
Hey, sounded just like what you said.
No, live your life because it's your life and you want to live it. I hate you so much.
No, see, my thing would be, I would make them aware, if there's somebody who's in a relationship that's good and all that stuff, if there's just a knucklehead who's constantly a knucklehead, be a knucklehead. That being said, if it's not a knucklehead, Leroy, you're with the lovely Tina right now. I would say, hey, listen, man, do you really want to do this? You know, this is just a little short-term thing that could ruin a long-term, you know, version of happiness. But that's about as far as I would take it.
Hold on. This would be me.
Uh-oh. Oh, I was just walking over. Oh, man, she's walking over and just destroying it. Oh, no. Pushing him out of the... Oh, that's so embarrassing.
But to be honest, that's what I want.
That's what you want?
I want that. I had to do that for a friend. And I know he's listening. Yeah,
but he probably, the thing is, that means when you're not around, he's going to do it anyway.
But not on my watch. I would feel guilty, you know, going home, going on about my business, knowing that I had an opportunity to at least say something, have some type of influence, say it, move out the way, and then whatever he does is on him.
Okay, let's just say you do that, right? And now he starts to resent you for doing it, and your friendship suffers over it because that's happened before. Then what? Are you still okay with that?
I'm okay with it. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. So,
who's to say what's right is right? Like, let your friend make that decision. That's on them.
So, Melissa, if you're in a relationship,
yep.
you know, from what you've told us, you're very happy in this relationship.
Oh, this is hypothetical, by the way.
Right. Go ahead. I go to the casino, really hypothetical, and I see you, like, getting all close with somebody. You wouldn't want me to say something to you?
No.
Or kind of, okay.
I wouldn't.
We all heard this.
I'm only saying that because it just, regardless, that's my dumb decision to make.
Okay.
And it would just make things awkward. And I don't ever want, like, things to ever be awkward between good friends of mine. Okay. I just keep, let me or them make the dumb decision.
You're a grown-ass adult.
You, right.
I would listen.
And then when things fall apart,
mm-hmm.
and you're in, you're crying,
fault.
And you need a shoulder
I deserve it.
It's her fault.
I deserve it.
Don't come to me.
It's her fault.
Okay.
Listen.
Wow.
That's a deal.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. So if you don't want to interfere, Melissa, you can say two things. You could either say, my name is Wes, I ain't in that mess. or you can say, I ain't got nan nickel in that quarter.
She ain't gonna remember that second one. Are you kidding me?
She'll be too drunk.
I like Wes. My name's Wes. I ain't in that mess, right?
There you go.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, what's the second one?
Something about nickels and quarters.
Yeah, exactly. I got a quarter. No. But if I did, I'd be at the slot machine.
Shut up.
Go ahead and cheat.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.